Made the law of our sisters and brothers. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this, not just a regular podcast day for us, but on this blessed Palm Sunday, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2026, we count it a privilege, a blessing, and an honor to be with you this morning. Before we go any further, let us first seek the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us another day, another opportunity to be able to come together to share some thoughts and ideas, even situations, but in this case, to reminisce, remember your last words as you hung on Calvary's rugged cross for us. As we look at this first word today, we pray that you will bless the words that come forth, and may they be enlightening to the ears of those that hear them. Bless them as they go forth, Heavenly Father, that they be words of encouragement, again, and words of enlightenment. That no confusion comes about from them. That, Lord, they go out, these words go out, and the Spirit which we are sending them out, that is by way of your precious Holy Spirit. Take control of them. Let them land on the ears of those you desire to hear them, and those that want to be enlightened by and through your word. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we want to welcome you to this special edition of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to, again, for those who are not accustomed to our opening or our theme? That is the theme of our podcast. And this is how we begin, and then we get ready to introduce our topic for the day. Your host, Brother Henry Cotton Jr., and I'm also pastor of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church. So as we welcome you to our podcast, we will be broadcasting every day during this Holy Week celebration. And we're going to be doing this by remembering Jesus' seven last words from the cross. Having said that, the topic for our podcast today is, how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to the word of forgiveness? The word of forgiveness. We know that as Jesus hung on the cross, yes, he was in excruciating pain. I mean, he had been beaten. People go as he was even forced to carry his own cross as he was going to Golgotha's hill. People would be beating him, pulling his hair from his face, and yes, he's beaten, bloodied. As he was doing this, when he eventually did get to the cross, to the hill, to be hung and hung on the cross, we single out seven last phrases or words, if you will, that Jesus spoke on this cross. The first word, which we're going to look at a little bit today. The first word is found in the Gospel of Luke, the 23rd chapter and the 34th verse. And there you'll find these words written, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, I want you to picture this. Here was God's only begotten Son, crucified, nailed up on this cross, after having been beaten, spat upon, whipped. I'm told that that whip that they whipped him with was not just a regular whip. It had maybe pieces of shards or metal or bone or whatever in between these whips. And when they whipped him, not only was it just the pain of the whip, the whip was pulling flesh from his body. So even as he hung on that cross, it was probably just a bloody, beaten, skin removed back and stuff, leaning up even on that old cross. So they pulling the hair from his face, and even forced to wear this crown of thorns. I don't know how long the thorns were, but that was not even a pleasant sight. All of this was done. Jesus, who did nothing to deserve this, but he did it. He did it to become sin for us. But there were some who had, no, I repeat that. Excuse me, should I say I rephrase that? All had sinned, had come short of God's glory, to the point where God, if he was to say, okay, fine, let them live out their little life expectancy, whatever amount of years it is. But when that time is up, they're going to be out of my sight. They're going straight to hell. But Jesus, because of his love for man, he said, Father, as we look around, there's nobody that we could send. I know you created all of these angels, all of these angelic beings. And though they may not have committed any sin, they can't relate to what men are going through. If we let men be wiped out and they come before you in judgment, and they say, well, we didn't know better. We just did as we felt we supposed to do. We just leaned to our own natures. These angels can't relate. They won't be able to relate to him and say, well, yeah, I understand. No, they can't do that. But Father, I'll go down and I'll come. I'll come into the world just like they do. I'll go through a woman. I won't have, this would be a virgin woman. She would not have had anything to do physically with any man. I'll come through that vessel. I'll come up just like they came up as a baby. I'll go through the same things they went through. I don't know what hunger, cold, heat, thirst. I don't know what all of these things mean. I don't know what it means to be tempted. Oh, I won't commit any sin, but it won't mean I won't be tempted to. And I did let them know and understand that they too will be able to live a sin-free life like that. I do all of that because I know I'm the only one that can, and that's the only way they will be able to come and join us here in glory, here in paradise, here in heaven. So yes, I'll go down and eventually, well, I'll spend a handful of years, about 33 years, walking among them, among men I'm talking about. And after that amount of time, I wind up on Calvary's rugged cross. So, Father, we know that, yes, this was going to happen. So, as I hang here on this cross, as Jesus was on that cross talking to his Father, the very first words he says is, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They don't know what they're doing. They think they know. They don't really know. So, this, what Jesus was going through, was prophesied many, many, many years before he even walked among men by Isaiah the prophet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you read in the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, and just the 13th and the 14th verse, you find that it was described by Isaiah like this: that Jesus was disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. Can you imagine? Beard had to be longer than mine, but can you imagine that being pulled out? Here's me, somebody, as he's going by, pulling the hair from his face. What a bloody mess. He said he was marred more than any other man, more before beyond human likeness. Just a mess there. Yet he went just like a lamb to the slaughter, no complaining. Just went. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know who Jesus is. This is the same one who, in the beginning, was with God, was God. Helped create them and everything else. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them. I'm not saying you're excusing everyone. I am going to be their excuse because I'm going to die in their place. They could not pay this debt. No, this is a debt they could not pay. I'll pay it for them because I have that kind of love for them. So, yes, even after going through all of that, Jesus did pray that his Father will forgive the ones who perpetrated and did this to him. All we can say is, wow. I know that a lot of people saw this act portrayed in film. I know that, and I'm told, because believe it or not, I've never seen, and I'm talking about that film, The Passion of the Christ. I never watched it and don't really care to watch it. This gives me a feeling in my soul that I can't really describe. Any believer knows what I'm saying. Every time I read this, every time it comes to my mind, and what I see in my mind, what Jesus was going through, that's too much for me to imagine in my mind. I surely don't need to see it on film. Me. I'm just saying me. They told me the people that saw this, many people that saw this in film were in tears. Even some to the point of actually boo-hooing in the movie. I can't say that I blame you. But I can only imagine Jesus, Heavenly Father, God. God, the Father must have felt looking at his son on this cross, beaten. And the ones he's doing this for don't even have a clue. They don't even have a clue. But that would not have us probably stayed any of our anger to see this done to their child. And then to have your very child, the very one who's going through this, implore, almost beg his father to forgive. They don't know this. My. I'm gonna say this. I want you to ponder this today. When you are taught, and when you teach your children, and when you remember what we call the Our Father prayer in the Bible, when you get to this part, and you'll find it in the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, when you read this 14th and 15th verses, I want you to think about something. This is what it says in the New International Version. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. See, one of the many lessons the Lord is teaching us here when he says this to his Father. See, all of y'all need to understand something. He's talking about men. That you are all born even in sin. All of you have sin. You're born into sin. No, I may not have been, but I'm doing this for you. So as you go through your life, as you go through your everyday living, and people sin against you, when people trespass against you, when people do things against you, you forgive them just like I forgive you. This is what Jesus is saying. Because you see, Jesus not only taught this, teaches this, preaches this. Oh yeah, we serve a living Savior. I'm not talking about what he did. I'm talking about what he's doing even today. As he is teaching this, remember that he lived it when he walked among us. He lived it and died on the cross to show us. To show us. And when situations seem to be at their worst for us, when it seems like men are doing their worst to us, there is still room for forgiveness. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to the word of forgiveness? God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I pray the Lord will bless us to meet again, to be able to go into the next word for this week.